Okay, so I decided to split these things up because it was just too much to put it all on one recording. And then it's too much to think about. So it's best to take one thing, think about it for a while, then go on to another recording. So the other thing I want to talk about is the other night I was out with people and we just casually talked about my book. And Roberta said something and the person beside me engages and says, I love money. I really, really love money. The whole time he was saying that, he said it quite a few times in a very, like, strong way. What he was actually saying is, I don't have enough. I don't have enough. The flow doesn't increase. That's what I heard. So I've been playing around now with the 3.6 million all summer long, getting the feeling of it and the sensation of what it feels like to have money and allow it. And now I'm through that getting much more sensitive to what's around me and what's being said. In other words, when someone says something about money, I can hear what they're really feeling inside, whether they're really feeling they have an abundance or not. We tend to say one thing but feel another. So yeah, he said he loves money, but his feeling that he was radiating out, that the universe is actually receiving and reacting on and giving back, is not totally a lack of money, but not enough. Simply that way. And he can love money, yes. So the universe says, yes, you love money, but you're telling me also that you're resisting it, that you have a limited flow, so you have a limited flow. Simple as that. Now I want you to think about something for a minute. Just pretend there's a dozen dials. Each dial represents something. The first dial represents the amount of money that flows into our lives. So it's set somewhere at a limit. 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, 60,000, whatever, I don't care. There's just, it's set somewhere. So that's our feeling of what we can bring in. Another dial represents how we feel about the money, perhaps. Does the money bring us joy that's coming in? Is it a sadness? How much happiness does it bring us? How much sadness? So it's a dial. It's set in a certain place. Another dial might say, how does the money come in? Easy or difficult? And it's set at a certain place. So whatever money comes in is set at easy or difficult. So we can have one dial set at a certain amount of money. That's basically our limit. And no matter how much we struggle, we can't get past it. But the dial of how that money comes might be set quite high in the easy, so that money might come very easy to us, but we just can't get any further with it. And so each dial represents something. Another dial might represent, you know, how much we like money, or the amount of guilt we feel about money, or, you know, our feelings in the sense of, is money good or bad? All these little dials are set at a place for each person. And everybody's different, and that's how everybody's experience is different. We set those dials with our emotions and thoughts. And that's how the universe regulates what it brings to us. So if the dial through our own thoughts and emotions is set at money is hard to come by, or money comes by easy, but I never get past this point. That's as much as I seem to ever make. So it comes easy, but I can't get past this ceiling. There seems to be this invisible ceiling of the amount of money I can bring in. And a lot of you will recognize that immediately when I say that. What that means is for each individual the dial is set, but we set it. We can change it at any time. That's what allowing is. And that's what the 3.6 million that we're working on does. as we experience having them, not trying to earn them, but having them, joyfully just having them, not trying to change anything else in our lives, just having the money there, sitting right there in the bank, just there. We didn't have to earn it, we didn't have to do any, it's just there. That simple. See what we've done with that? We're basically taking the dials and open them right up. We're increasing them. One, we've taken the dial that says there's a limit of how much we can bring into our lives, and we've opened that dial up. Each time we play with that, each time we bring about that feeling, it stays with us longer, the dial stays up there in a higher mark, allowing more to flow in. It takes time, though, because that mark is put on that big wheel I was talking about in the last recording. So it takes a while to come around. As you practice more, the dial goes up a little higher and you stick that onto the wheel automatically. Now, as we keep going to 3.6 million and we feel good about them having them so that it's a real joyful thing, all the other dials are being increased also. Our feelings towards money, for instance, is increased. Our allowing the amount, also the ease of money, because see, we didn't really have to work for this or anything. It just was there. It's just there. That's all. Nothing needed to be done. It's just there. So the dial that says how easy or how hard does the money come is also increased. That's what we're doing. We're taking all those dials, instead of working at it individually, with the 3.6 million, we're working on them exactly the way I described. You're slowly increasing each one of those buttons. Now, you might say, well, I've increased them, but I don't see the results. No, because it's sort of a mark on that big wheel that comes around, that time zone of buffer. So, the very first thing that will show up is the very first practice session. The very next thing that will show up is the very next practice session. And they will show up in your buffer zone of time, which is basically another button, or switch, or control knob that says your buffer zone is a day, a month, a year, 5 years, 2 years. It doesn't matter. It's been set somewhere for your own safety and welfare. You can't really, in a sense, reach out and adjust that, although the book called Some Things Are Worth Believing has been designed and written in a certain way that it actually adjusts that dial a little bit for you, but still keeping it in a safety zone. Regardless, let's just continue on. So, let's say the buffer zone is 6 months. So as I begin today, and I've been practicing now a month, let's say, experiencing the 3.6 million, just being there. Of course, the first week was hard work, and I didn't get very far because I've never felt what it's like to have 3.6 million. So I'm practicing. So the first week is just a little bit. The dial probably doesn't move very much. Second week, a little bit more. Third week, perhaps, it's really starting to shift a little bit. It moves up, but then flips back. Fourth week, it's getting a little better. So by the fifth and sixth week, and so forth, I'm really starting to get the hang of it. I'm really starting to find a strong feeling for it. So now, 6 months comes around, we've hit the very first day of our practice session of playing with the 3.6 million. Not a whole lot will happen, but something will happen, because there's an improvement already by the fact that we are focusing on something that we want, and we removed our focus from something we don't want, which means it didn't get stuck to the wheel. See, that whole time we were focusing on the 3.6 million, just trying to find the feeling of it, we were not focused on something negative that we don't want. And that means that did not get stuck to the wheel. So one thing's for sure, something less negative will show up because it's not on that wheel. Instead, what's on the wheel is more positive inflow of money. And it begins. And then each day it increases because each day we've increased. And as a month goes by, then it improves even more. See, so let's say it took a whole, let's let's just say it took 2 months to really get the hang of the feeling, strong feeling, and I have a buffer zone, let's say, of 6 months, well, then it would actually really take 8 months for a really strong flow of dollars to come through, because first to 6 months, then what I've stuck on the wheel would start showing up in my experience. And so it takes another 2 months. But in those 2 months, there would be a nice gradual increase over 2 months. So maybe it won't all come in one shot. This is an example, and you have to take it with a grain of salt. And don't even believe it totally, because for another person, this could happen overnight. Some people are very good at experiencing something and bringing about the feeling of it, and in a week's worth of playing around with it, they might have it so down-packed, and also their buffer zone and resistance might not be as high as mine or yours or someone else's, and in a month's time, their whole financial situation flips around. There's no real judgment. You can't really step out and say, this is how it's going to go for you. All I can tell you, in all honesty, this is how it works for me. And you might be similar or not similar at all. You probably might be much better at it than I am. And this is something, in all honesty, that I find continuously. I seem to have a harder time than 95% of the people that read my book and write me about what's happened. I have a much harder time than they do. They pick it up and it just clicks for them very quickly. And then there's another 5% who have as hard of a time as I do, and they have to work at it a little bit more. Hey, what can I tell you? That's just the way it is. At one time I really hated that I had to work at it a little bit harder, but then I realized what I'm doing also. I mean, I'm playing around with this stuff. I'm practicing this, then I switch and I play around with this and trying to see better ways. So that all causes different issues. And I don't mind that it's a little harder for me, because I realize because it's a little harder, I find better ways of doing it, which then makes it easier for everyone else. If it was really easy for me, then the method would not be, you know, quite as strong, as good for everyone else. So in a sense, it has a positive aspect. Sometimes, you know, I wish it would go a little bit, some things would go a little easier. I mean, yeah, I'm normal. It would be nice if, you know, let's say the 3.6 million would have already showed up, but then there'd be an issue. There's a lot of things that I'm learning right now, gaining strength in, improving, that's going to improve the many other areas of my life. So in a sense, I'm quite happy it hasn't showed up yet, because if it had showed up, I'm not sure what I would do. I'd be switching to something else, and in a sense, I would be losing what I'm gaining right now. And I probably wouldn't be maybe even making these recordings. It's hard to say. You know, we have these things that we desire because we're in our life. We sometimes fall into this segment of need. And when a need comes up, our judgments are a little bit clouded because of the need. But we have to remember that this is a game. And it was meant to be fun. And once we learn how to make it fun again, learn how to create very easily and allow things to come, then it becomes fun again. And we have to realize that the more we practice this every day, the better it gets, and the closer we come back to this wonderful fun stuff. The most important thing is, that I've noticed, to enjoy the failure as much as the success. There's going to be days when you're feeling really lousy about money while you do all this. And then you're going to switch. You go, oh, wait a minute, look, I've put myself back into the lack of money feeling situation. Don't kick yourself, just realize what you've done. be extremely happy that you can recognize it because you've just won the battle right there. The fact that you can recognize when you're creating what you want or when you're not creating what you want, right there you've won the whole battle because now you have a conscious choice of what you can do. And when you have a conscious choice, you can make a choice. If you don't realize what you're doing, you don't really have a choice. Because how can you make a choice when you don't understand what you're doing? So, there we have it. That's that. We've got one more recording in this section of these three. There's three recording, and that's about the subconscious mind. So we'll redo that recording next.